It's that time of year again. Everyone knows that the holidays can quickly become overwhelming. So the sooner that you get things done, the better. Both shoppers and businesses, the best time to score great deals during the holidays is Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. So if you have a product to sell, you need to make sure you're ready for anything that comes your way during the busiest weekend of the year. And that's why you need Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Don't let your brand's voice get lost in the thousands of messages consumers will be seeing. Shopify's marketing tools will help push your brand to the forefront of the chaos, no matter what platform your customers are on. If you want to give customers the best experience possible this holiday season, you need Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. This Black Friday, join the thousands of new entrepreneurs hearing for the first time with Shopify. Sign up for your free trial today at shopify.com/inspirational. That's shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational to make this Black Friday one to remember. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's podcast has been edited and adapted from Love's Way by Orison Swett Marden, published in 1918. If those of us who are living in conflicts of any kind would only try Love's Way, even for a short time, we never could be induced to go back to the old way of living. We could never again be satisfied with the old scolding, jealous, anxious, fault-finding, slave-driving, worrying ways. Why not try the experiment? You who have been tortured and torn to pieces for years with hot tempers, with worry, with fear, with hatred and ill will. You who have already wasted many years of your life. Why not turn your back on all this and try Love's Way? You whose home life has been a bitter disappointment. You husbands and wives who have quarreled, who have never known what peace and comfort are. Give Love's Way a trial. It will not disappoint you. Love will smooth out all your wrinkles. It will put a new spirit into your home that was never there before. It will bring a new light into your eyes, new hope and new joy into your heart. You whose lives have been lonely and barren, who perhaps have soured on life, you doubters, you skeptics, you pessimists, you who have tried the selfish way, the greedy way, who have sought only your own happiness, you who have tried the fretting way, the worrying way, you whose lives are filled with fear and jealousy and all sorts of discords, why not try Love's Way? All the other ways than love have failed to bring you happiness. The selfish way always will fail because it is not in harmony with the eternal principles of life. Love's Way is. It harmonizes with all that is real, all that is true and beautiful, and it always works. It will unravel all your snarls and solve all your problems. There is a better way for all you who so far have found life a bitter disappointment. There is a better way for all who bear the scars and strains of strife, who have been battered and blighted by the old way, in which there has been no rest, no harmony, no sweetness. It is Love's Way. Try it for every trouble, for every hurt and sorrow, for every difficult problem that confronts you. You parents who have worn yourselves to a frazzle and prematurely aged yourselves in trying to bring up your children by scolding, nagging, punishing, driving. Why not try love's way instead? You can love your boys and girls into obedience and respect much more quickly and with far better results to them and to yourself than by driving them. Appeal to their best and noblest instincts instead of their worst, and you will be surprised to see how quickly and readily they will respond to your appeal. There is something in human nature which protests against being driven or forced. If you have been trying to force your boys and girls in the past, give it up and try the new way, love's way. See if it does not work wonders in your home. See if it will not make your domestic machinery run much more smoothly. See if it will not wonderfully relieve the strain upon yourself. Give love's way a trial. Forced work, forced obedience, never brings the best results. I know a man who is so worked up all the time by trying to regulate everybody and everything to his individual pattern, to bring everybody to his way of thinking and to do things just as he does them, that there is no living in peace with him. His children fairly dread his homecoming. No matter what they are doing, it is wrong. He is sure to scold them for something they did or did not do. He makes himself and everybody else in the home miserable by his narrowness and his domineering spirit. The same thing is true in his business. Nothing suits him. He is always grumbling, finding fault, nagging, discouraging his employees. He doesn't know that a little bit of encouragement and praise when they do well would accomplish infinitely more than all his scolding, fretting, stewing, and fault-finding, to which they have become so accustomed that it has no effect other than disgust and make them uncomfortable. The habit of trying to control people, bossing them, trying to make them do things our way, the habit of keeping everlastingly after our children with don'ts and shan'ts and musts, trying to force our life partner, our associates, our employees, to do things according to our ideas, the habit of contradicting and calling people down, of trying to regulate everybody and get all into line, is destructive of all mental harmony. It saps your energies, injures your disposition, and antagonizes all who come in contact with you. Love's way is the very opposite of this. It is broad and generous, just, magnanimous. It respects the rights and feelings of others. Love does not try to correct defects, to change undesirable qualities or tendencies by continually calling attention to them and finding fault. It simply neutralizes them. Love drives those defects and bad qualities out of the nature, just as the sun drives the darkness out of a room when the shutters are flung open. If there is discord in your home, you will be delighted to find how quickly love's way will drive out the darkness and let in the light of harmony. It will change the atmosphere in your family as if by magic. It will bring a new spirit into your home, and soon helpful relations will take the place of antagonistic ones. Let sympathy and kindness take the place of scolding and nagging, and you will work a revolution in your household. Generous, wholehearted, unstinted praise now and then will act like lubricating oil on dry, squeaky machinery, and its reflex action on yourself will be magical. You business owners who have never been able to get good help, who are driven to desperation by the actions of your employees, you who have suffered torture in your struggle with dishonesty and inefficiency, whose faces are furrowed with cruel wrinkles and prematurely aged in trying to fight evil with evil. Try love's way. Try it, all you who are worn out with the discord and the hagglings, the trials and tribulations you encounter every day in your business. It will create a new spirit in your store, your factory, your office. Whatever your business, whatever your trials and difficulties, love will ease the jolts of life and smooth your way miraculously. Try love's way, all you who have hitherto lived in purgatory, because you did not know this better way. Near Grant's tomb in New York, on the bluffs overlooking the Hudson, is a little marble monument over a century old. It was erected to a little 4-year-old boy who was so genial and lovable that everybody who knew him loved him, and it bears this simple inscription: an amiable child. This is the whole story of the little life, which must have been a beautiful illustration of love's way. For love is always amiable. Love's way includes everything that is beautiful, everything that is kind and good and clean and true, everything that is worth having. It carries no regrets. It never leaves us sorry. It is pure as the life of a little child. There is always an amen of the soul to all its acts. Try love's way. It holds the great secret of happiness. Life without love is valueless. I once read a story of a sunbeam that had heard there were places on the earth so horrible, so dark, dismal, and gloomy that it was impossible to describe them. The sunbeam resolved to find these places and started on its journey with lightning speed. It visited the caverns of the earth. It glided into sunless homes, into dark alleys, into underground cellars. It wandered everywhere in its quest to see what the darkness was like. But the sunbeam never found the darkness, because wherever it went, it carried its own light with it. Every spot it visited, no matter how dark and dismal before its entry, was brightened and cheered by its presence. The sun is a beautiful symbol of love. It sends its cheering, life-giving ray into the wretched hovel, into the prison cell, as impartially as into the palace. It gives itself as generously, as joyously to the worst criminal, to the poorest soul who walks the earth, as to the monarch on their throne. It shines upon the just and the unjust alike. It does not ask whose corn, whose potatoes, whose roses, whose homes it shall shine upon. It asks no question about earth's races, about our principles, our politics, our religious beliefs or convictions. It shines upon good and bad, upon believer and unbeliever, upon all nationalities, all races. Like the sun, love irradiates and warms into life all that it touches. It is to the human heart what the sun is to the rose. It brings out all the fragrance and beauty, all the color and richness, all the possibilities enfolded in it. Love brings out all that is best in us, because it appeals to the noblest sentiments, the loftiest ideals. True love elevates, purifies, and strengthens every heart it touches. It lifts us above ourselves because it sees only the best in us. It looks back of weakness, back of criminality, back of our deficient image of ourselves, back of our conviction of our weakness, of our inferiority, and sees the divine that is within us, waiting to be called out. It unlocks our nature and releases wonderful powers which have been buried so deep that we were unconscious of them. Love sees God in the worst human ruin. it gives everybody a chance. No human being has ever forfeited the chance to try again. When nothing else is left, when life is full of bitterness and anguish, the thief, the murderer, the failure, the outcast, turns to love and finds a refuge, for, quote, love never faileth. Love's delight is in helping the unfortunate and raising the fallen. When troubles come and fair-weather friends have deserted you, when your business is ruined, when you have made fatal mistakes and society has closed its doors on you, when everybody else rejects and denounces you, when everything else has failed, then love comes and stands by you, tends to your wounds, and helps you get on your feet again. No power can resist the love force. Nothing can destroy it. Poverty cannot stifle it. Neglect cannot weaken it. Disgrace cannot kill it. Ingratitude cannot quench its flame in the mother's heart. Love overcomes fear because it is the antidote of fear. It is the only power that can conquer this, the greatest human curse, which has caused humankind more suffering than any other one thing. Love blesses where others curse, remembers where others forget, forgives where others condemn, gives where others withhold. Love takes the sting from disappointments and sorrow. It breathes music into the voice, into the footsteps. It gives worth and beauty to the commonest office. It surrounds home with an atmosphere of moral health. It gives power to effort and wings to progress. It is omnipotent. The only thing which makes life endurable, which takes the drudgery out of the work, the suffering out of the pain, the deprivation out of poverty, is love. There is no other experience in our lives that ever gives the satisfaction, the joy, that comes from loving and being loved in return. Love's happiness lies in making others happy. Love was born a twin and cannot be happy alone. It must share everything it has with others. It is never selfish, never envious, never grasping or greedy. In business, love always takes account of the person at the other end of the bargain. It is always fair and just, and never takes advantage of or injures another. Love is always generous, helpful, kind. What greater happiness can there be than giving happiness to those who appreciate it, those who love us and are devoted to us? The human heart was made for love, and everyone can draw to themselves as much as they send out.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.